Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE, as we launch into the second hour of the program with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site and influence perhaps the things we talk about on the air. Now, what you do, or what you can do, rather, is submit different content to freetalklive.com. Everything that you see as you visit the front page of the website was put there by listeners like you, meaning that there's some sort of link that you see online that you think's interesting, maybe a YouTube video or a news article, perhaps, maybe it's a blog post. Whatever you like, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then it will appear on the upcoming stories page. At that point, it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page and the top of the website, meaning that we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. And that's just one of the many features on the website. It's all totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. In the last hour, I touched on the idea of the aura of legitimacy. And this is one of the most important things for governments to maintain. It's one of the reasons why they put out this report, the 6,000-page report, which actually is not available publicly, but they're talking about it in Congress, and that, says that the CIA interrogations were ineffective, that the harsh interrogations methods did not result in useful information. They're putting this out there, and they're distancing themselves from that torture because they want to look like the good guys. And they perceived after the fact, after, enough people were shocked and appalled that the U.S. government would engage in such behavior, they want people to, think that they're not the bad guys. And so they're repudiating that sort of behavior. And they are the bad guys. Even if they don't torture, they're still doing wrong things, the wrong thing to human beings, to their fellow man. Like I saw in court this morning, I was at Hillsborough District Court in New Hampshire with a couple of liberty activist friends who thankfully showed up to support me, because it's really bad going to court alone. It's always nice to have support in that area, and that's something that you can have when you're here in New Hampshire if you love freedom and you've not hurt anybody, obviously. And I was there for a speeding ticket. But it was the usual district court experience, just like it would be, as we were talking in the last hour, for anybody, any of you. If you haven't done this, and you are of the mindset, as many Americans are, that, well, if you're in court, you must have done something wrong. Kind of a similar mindset to those who believe that, well, if you're in a jail cell, you must be there for a good reason. You must be a criminal. Well, you might be surprised to find out that even the warden of the jail here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, would tell you, if you asked him, he would tell you that at least 40%, and that's probably being pretty conservative with the numbers, at least 40% of his inmates at any given point in time should be released because they're not a threat to anyone. They have not harmed anyone. He knows that. He's dealing with these guys every single day.
You've spoken to Mr. Van Wickler, is that right?
Yeah, Rick Van Wickler is his name. He's a member of law enforcement against prohibition as
exactly.
well.
Exactly, yeah. You've spoken to him on a number of occasions.
Mm-hmm. I even had a nice chat with him while I was in his facility.
Yeah.
He came by the cell block one day, and he and I had a chit-chat, and the rest of the inmates were amazed that I was talking to the warden like that. But yeah, we get along. I mean, because he actually is somebody who has compassion for the human beings that he's tasked with caging. It's a pretty rare trait, I think, for jail superintendents, but he's got it. And it's one of the reasons why Cheshire County is kind of a special place to live and do activism. But that's another story. So I was in court this morning and all morning long, because this particular judge... This judge made most judges who tend to be late to court, who tend to, it tends to take a long time if you're in court. You pretty much, if you're going to court, you should block off the entire day. And then if you get any extra time, like if you get out before noon, you should feel lucky. In this case, the judge, there were people that were told to arrive. I looked at the docket. I like to, whenever I go into court, I like to look at the docket, just kind of get an idea of who's in there and what they're there for.
Where do you go, to the clerk's window?
Clerk's window. Yeah, just ask for the docket. And a bunch of cases were scheduled for 8:15 in the morning. Now, anyone that's ever been to court in New Hampshire at least, knows that no court starts at 8:15. But they tell people to get there at that time so they're not late for court. But the judge is always late. And in this case, the judge didn't start his court until about 9:45. It's supposed to start at around 9. It's supposed to start about 9 o'clock.
Oh, my.
And almost every judge is a few minutes late or several minutes late. This judge was almost an hour late getting into the courtroom. So my hearing was scheduled at 9 a.m., and mine was actually not going to be a trial. The reason I was in court today was because I'd filed a motion to dismiss in my case, which is just a standard run-of-the-mill speeding ticket case. I'd filed a motion to dismiss for lack of a speedy trial. I got this speeding ticket in November of 2011. So it's been over a year now since the speeding ticket was issued to me, and this case has yet to go to trial. None of the delays were my fault, by the way.
You didn't ask for any continuances?
No, at no point. If you ask for a continuance, you can't claim a right to a speedy trial at that point. So I've done this speedy trial thing before. I've filed motions to dismiss for a lack of a speedy trial in most cases, because most of them they take their sweet time with. And there's a provision in New Hampshire law that says that, or it's, I don't think it's the law, but it's court rules. The court rules say that if you've waited more than 6 months as a misdemeanor charge and 9 months as a felony charge, then you have a right to a hearing. And actually, this is just a speeding ticket, so neither of those time frames were applicable here. So he didn't have to give me a hearing on this at all, according to the court rules. But I filed this motion. They decided to have a hearing. And I figured this was one of those let's screw with Ian kind of things. Let's screw with you things. Because they know I don't live in town. They know I live elsewhere. And they probably knew I was an activist. So I suspected they were having me come to court just to have me come to court. Because I know that these motions to dismiss for speedy trials get denied. I've never had one approved. Even though I've pointed out, hey, it's been a year, and you guys are the ones that are at fault for the delay. What would you consider speedy, Johnny Ray? I mean, when it comes to a speedy trial, what would you consider speedy?
60 days.
That's pretty quick. Certainly a year, I don't think most people would consider speedy.
Not most people, no.
The state does. And so I've been in different hearings, and I've had my, you know, right to speedy trial just summarily denied. One of the reasons in the past was, well, you don't get a speedy trial because you didn't assert your right early on. So if you want to have a speedy trial, what they'll say is for reason what, like, if you, at the point at which they schedule your trial, decide, whoa, that's 6 months later, 9 months later, that's not speedy, and then you file a motion, they'll say that, well, you didn't say right out the gate that you wanted a speedy trial, so motion denied. Now, in this case, I didn't do that. I didn't put in, like, a motion for a speedy trial right out the gate. I, you know, don't always think about, you know, that sort of thing. And so I fully expected to be denied on this.
Seems like you try a little something different maybe every time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not consistent in my legal strategy because nothing really tends to work. It's just, throw stuff up against a wall and see what happens and record as many of the hearings as possible. I did have my video camera with me today, as did Daryl Perry from FVP.cc. And, you know, record as much of it as you possibly can and show the rest of the world. I'm not so interested in, I don't really care as much whether I win or not. I'm just in this for the activism experience and to be able to show people what this is really like. And I can't get on the air and tell people, hey, you shouldn't take the plea deal, and then go and take a plea deal. So I didn't take the plea. This was a speeding ticket. Most people take a plea.
Sure.
When you get a speeding ticket and you turn it over and there's those options on the back, typically, or maybe they're on the front, depending on what state you're in and how it's set up. But usually there's some check boxes and it says, you must do one of the following. Either, you know, send this ticket in with the payment made out to state of fill in the blank, or you can, schedule a hearing or go to trial or whatever. And most people don't want to go to trial. Most people don't want to do what I did today, which was basically kill my entire day going to this hearing. This wasn't even a trial. But there's more to say because I actually won this one. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Tell your story. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful.
Oh,
believe me, I've tried.
Oh. Okay.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And don't forget, over at freetalklive.com, we've got a bunch of features. They include the listening options. Live streams are there. You can tune us in via broadband, midband, or narrowband versions of the show, meaning different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. You can just drop on into listen.freetalklive.com to find those. In addition, you'll get a list of our over 100 radio stations that carry the show throughout various different times throughout the week from coast to coast. You'll get a list of those there on both AM and FM. Plus, we've got satellite options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard every single night of the week. on a couple different channels, actually, on XM. And in addition to that, we're up on Free to Air, which is KU band in North America via Galaxy 19. If you know how to get that, you can find us there as well. And details are, of course, over at listen.freetalklive.com. Webcam, you got that as an option, plus listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com. And if you'd like to help Free Talk Live out a little bit, something you can do is throw some bitcoins in the tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar address there. And if you have bitcoins, you can just send them over to us. If you don't have bitcoins, we'll tell you in a little bit how you can get some. But first, you need to know what they are. They are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source, alternative currency made by and for the Internet. They are incredible. And Johnny Ray, you've gotten into them recently, made a bit of a habit out of picking them up on a weekly basis after getting your paychecks. And what is exciting to you about the Bitcoin?
The dollar is not long for the U.S. dollar is not long for this world, I think. Silver is a silver and gold seem like great alternatives to the dollar. But bitcoins seem like the way of the future for me. They seem like they're more useful than metals because they're almost infinitely divisible. I can send them to a friend in Vietnam for free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in control. That's why.
No middleman. There's no bank standing in between you and your customers or you and your friends, whoever it is you want to send money to online. Bitcoins can even be used anonymously. So if you haven't taken the time to learn more about Bitcoins, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's some useful links there to websites that will help educate you on what the Bitcoin is and how it works. It's something you really should take the time to look into. If you've got internets, you should have bitcoins, too. Head on over to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and learn more. We're talking about courts, and that's because that's where I spent all day today. I can't tell you what the news of the world is today. I haven't really looked because I've been busy with court. And I didn't want to spend all day in court, but the court wanted me to spend all day there. And, well, when the court wants something from you, you pretty much have to do it, or else.
Yeah, you got to do something, or they're going to do it for you.
Or else they hurt you and put you in a cage, perhaps. So, I guess, let me tell you the story from the beginning briefly. I was pulled over for a speeding violation back in November of 2011. Was on the way back from Concord. Was in the car with a carload of activists. Jason Talley was there from Talley.tv. I think James Schlesinger, who was on this show for a period of time. Allie, I believe, was with us as well, who will be appearing on Friday nights. She's back on the air with Free Talk Live, by the way, which is great news. Anyway, we had a car full of activists. And that usually means a little bit of trouble for the aggressors. They don't know necessarily that they're pulling over a car full of activists, so this trooper was not necessarily aware of what she was getting into. People that know their rights, people that are not afraid to assert their rights. One of the things that she wanted from me, obviously, was license and registration, which, you know, I complied with. That's one of the things you have to do as a driver in order to not get kidnapped by the officer. But the people in your car don't have to provide that information. Now, this isn't legal advice. I'm not a lawyer. But as I understand it, there's no obligation whatsoever for you to carry any identifying papers with you in the United States if you are a passenger in a car.
This is America, Jack.
Right. So when she asked for everyone's ID in the car, I interceded immediately there and said, no, you won't be getting that. And I hope that was her first clue that she was dealing with a car full of activists at that point. She attempted to ask me questions about where I lived and, you know, prod about the address on my driver's license. I refused to answer her questions. And that was tricky for me. It was really my first. I don't get pulled over very often. Of course, I don't do that much driving these days. But even down in Florida, I didn't get pulled over more than once. And so I haven't had many interactions with the police in that circumstance. I've had countless interactions with the police on foot at various different events in the streets, but in cars, not so much. So one of the things that I did wrong in an initial stop, an unrelated stop that had happened to me previously, was I talked too much. I answered, you know, too many questions, and this time I didn't. This time I provided my license and registration.
and pretty much get my mouth shut. She kept asking me questions to kind of throw me off and try to get me to answer some of her questions. And basically, I just focused on doing what I was doing. Like, I was trying to get my registration out of the glove box at that time, and I was saying something. I haven't reviewed the footage. I just pulled it up recently, so that'll be posted at some point at freekeen.com. But as to what I recall, you know, I was basically looking for the registration. She was peppering me with questions at this time, hoping I would, you know, while distracted, answer some of her questions. And I said, well, right now, I'm getting you the registration you asked for. I did say something to her, but it was in no way responsive to her. It was just to kind of let her know, hey, hold on now. Let's just do one thing at a time here. I'll get you the registration. And I ended up not answering her questions about where I lived and the, you know, intrusive prying questions.
Right. Where are you coming from? Where are you going?
Those questions. And so you don't have to. You're under no obligation to give officers that information. The only obligation you have is license and registration and, I guess in some states, insurance, proof of insurance. So she got all the information she needed. She went back, wrote me out a ticket for speeding. I don't even remember how fast the allegations were. And she gave it back to me. And I don't know, maybe I told her I'd see her in court or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so I had responded to it with a peace ticket, which is something that we came up with here in New Hampshire. The Shire Society members at ShireSociety.com, there's this peace ticket that we kind of collaborated on, where if the state's aggressors write you a ticket, you can write them one back. So the peace ticket has several different items that you can check off on it, like, you know, what it is that the state agents have done to you.
I've never heard of this. I love it.
You can actually check it out over at the Shire Society Forum at forum.shiresociety.com. But it says, your agent, Kay Hurley, has aggressed against me, a member of the Shire Society, as evidenced by your complaint. And then I put the complaint number in there, issued on this date. Further detail maybe on the back of this peace ticket. It's possible your agent incorrectly presumed that I was a part of your state society. Your own society's New Hampshire Constitution, Part 1, Article 1, claims correctly that your society requires the consent of all of its members, as do all societies. Consider this notice that the Shire Society, that this Shire Society member does not consent to your society and its statutes, acts, and ordinances. Members of the Shire Society are at harmony with natural law and will not aggress against others. As you are not alleging an act of aggression against another human or their property, we have no business. Shire Society members are forgiving, peaceful people, and we offer you these options. Please check your choice and return to the address below within 30 days of receipt. And then I give them two choices. One is to drop the complaint, and two is to continue their aggression against me, in which case I let them know exactly what to expect if they do that. There's more coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Us being Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
At least we're the ones here tonight. Of course, there are different personalities throughout the week on this program, but the format stays the same. We'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. I'm talking about my experience in court today, and I kind of started at the beginning from the speeding ticket that I was issued over a year ago. This thing still had yet to go to trial as of today, and today wasn't even a trial. We'll get to what actually transpired here in a bit, but just to, you know, continue giving you background, we'll do that here in a moment. But want to let you know, I mentioned about how to get bitcoins a moment ago. We would tell you how to do that. Johnny Ray, you and I have both used BitInstant.com.
Right.
This is the easiest way I've found to turn cash into bitcoins. And you can do it at something like a million locations worldwide. So odds are good if you live in the United States or something like 30 other countries, you'll have locations to which you can go in your town that will accept cash, and then you will have bitcoins in your Bitcoin account. Within moments. It's that simple.
I use the MoneyGram option. It costs approximately 4% of what you're spending with. So
isn't it 4% and there's like a little fee on top?
I don't.
From ZipZap?
Wait a minute.
I think ZipZap hits you with like a $4 fee on top of that or something.
There is a fee, and I don't know what it is.
But I find it reasonable. I mean, to be able to go down to CVS or Walmart at 9 o'clock at night and be able to turn cash into bitcoins, for me, that's convenience, and it's worth paying for. But if you want to go a lesser fee route, they have those as well, like Dwolla. I think it's only like a 2% fee or something like that through Dwolla. Uh-huh. So there's different ways for you to turn money into bitcoins over at BitInstant.com. Check them out. I think you'll like what service they offer there, BitInstant.com.
Yeah, bitcoins have been steadily appreciating against the dollar for the past month and a half. The past day, they've dropped maybe 50 cents, I think, per bit.
Still above 13, though?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's 13 like
bucks.
13, 13.20, 13.25, something like that.
It's the most valuable currency in the world.
Right.
So you owe it to yourself to check it out. Bitinstant.com will let you get some. So I was given a speeding ticket by a state trooper as I was heading back from doing some activism in Concord well over a year ago, back in November of 2011. I immediately sent to the bureaucracy, I think it, yeah, the financial responsibility section of the New Hampshire Department of Safety. This was the, you know, they give you the envelope. You know, whenever you get a ticket, usually they actually give you the ticket as a part of an envelope. At least that's how they do it up here. That way you can just easily tear off the ticket, cut a check, and send it in.
Oh, it's so convenient.
Right. They want to make it easy for you. So instead, I used their envelope to send in my own ticket back to them, the Shire Society peace ticket, which basically says, I don't consent to your society, and I didn't hurt anybody, so I'm not going to participate. And I give them options, because normally on their ticket, they give you boxes to check. Oh, well, I'm going to plead not guilty, or whatever. You check some box and send it in. So I gave them, I put some boxes on the peace ticket as well. And by the way, I did hoot the location of the peace ticket. So if you are on Twitter and Facebook, you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, you can link quickly over to the peace ticket there and see it for yourself. Make up your own. There's one that we made up for, like, national, but we've got one for New Hampshire and one for national, so you can take the national one and do whatever you want with it. But I give them two choices. I say, choice number one, we agree to drop our original complaint and the matter will be settled. Option number two, continue to aggress against me, a peaceful human being. Choosing this option means your agency may have to expend extra funds to force me to one of your trials in prison cells, as I will not be consenting, pleading, or paying any of your fines. If you insist on taking this matter to trial, so be it. Additionally, expect your aggressions will be video and audio recorded and publicized in various ways, resulting in more people joining the Shire Society. May you find peace. My signature, my address, and the date issued.
I love it. I look at that as just a fantastic way to be the change you want to see in the world.
Thanks. Some people would call it crazy, so I appreciate you saying that. That's nice.
Yeah, that's that's why I do it. I do it because I feel like if everybody contested all these stupid tickets,
yep,
they would have to change the way they do business.
Absolutely. Not even everybody's required, Johnny Ray. If 10% of people who were issued speeding tickets, parking tickets, cannabis violations, you know, you name it, whatever fill-in-the-blank victimless crime we're talking about here, if 10% of them would challenge it, I feel like that would overload the court system to the point where they'd have to change things. I don't think it requires everybody.
Yeah,
think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, this court system is loaded to the gills right now. They're already in New Hampshire. There was a period of time where they actually had to shut down the courts once a month for like a day or two and furlough their employees because they didn't have the budget. They couldn't afford to do all of the court stuff that they're supposed to be doing with all the cases they had, with a huge caseload.
Sure. I'm on board 10%.
Yeah, I mean, if it's 10%, it's going to be a huge burden to them because then they've got to go through all the trial process and discovery process. They're used to just taking plea deals all day. How many people who get a speeding ticket go through this, who actually take it to trial, who are willing to go to trial? I bet just not even 1%. I'd be curious to know, though, like to actually run those numbers and find out.
Yeah, all the tickets, nothing more than a source of revenue for them. It's just a stream of paper,
right,
and money coming in.
I didn't ask for this.
Ain't got nothing to do with justice.
You're supposed to be protecting me? You're supposed to be protecting my freedom? I mean, if you look at state constitutions, they all say things like government was instituted to protect your life, liberty, and, you know, they've got all this flowery language at the beginning that makes it sound like they are there for your benefit. Well, this doesn't benefit me.
Right, of legitimacy.
So, there's a little bit more about the peace ticket, though. It's never worked, by the way. They've never actually checked one of the options on the peace ticket. But the intention is to let them know, to kind of put them on notice, like that last paragraph that I read you. Hey, I'm going to take this to trial. I'm not going to pay your fines. I just want to let them know up front. You know, give them something to chew on. Give them something to think about. Maybe they will actually end up, if a bunch of people started sending peace tickets in, what would they do about that? You know, but they ignored the peace ticket. They then sent notice back to an old address of mine, which was the address that was on the driver's license at the time. It just hadn't gotten updated yet. And they sent it to an old address, even though in my correspondence I had told them, hey, look, this is my address. send all correspondence to this address. It says that on the correspondence I sent them. They sent it to the wrong address, so I never got the notice of the hearing or whatever it was that they were doing. They were going to suspend my license because I didn't, like, respond. I guess they considered me non-responsive to their ticket, so even though I had sent my peace ticket to them and that was my response, because they say you have to respond within 30 days of the ticket, whether you're going to pay it or plead not guilty, and they sent the notice of my non-response or whatever to an address that I can't get mail at anymore and basically suspended my driving privileges in New Hampshire as a result of that. I find this out later on. Actually, it was the day that Derek J. got thrown off his bicycle by one of the cops here in Keene. It was that very same day a different cop had approached me. The same cop that had served Derek earlier with paperwork had told me on foot, "Hey, man, There is a suspension on your license or on your driving privileges." So the cop did me the favor. Was Pelequin here in town, and so one of the better cops in my opinion. We get along pretty well. Anyway, so he kind of gave me that heads up, and I had no idea. I hadn't gotten a single notice from them saying anything was suspended. So I called up the DMV and I said, "What happened here? How come I didn't get this notice?" "Oh, well, we sent it to old address." And I said, "Well, why'd you do that?" "I gave you specifically on the notice I sent you my new address." And the lady's like, "Well, sorry, nothing we can do about that. You're just going to have to pay the $150 reinstatement fee."
Uh-huh.
So they were fine with reinstating my privileges to drive so long as I'd pay them $150. And I said, "Can I talk to your manager?" And believe it or not, the manager comes on the line, and she actually listened. Which is weird, like to have an interaction. Like, it's weird to have those interactions with bureaucrats where where they actually treat you like a human being. I'll tell you more about it coming up. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable LiFO absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. We are talking about the legal system, which is a much better term than justice system, because it's not about justice. 855-450-FREE. Certainly you're welcome to share with us your thoughts. Coming up, a question from a listener on Facebook, actually, about jury nullification, which is certainly related to the discussion that we're having. Although, you don't have to talk about things that are related to what we're talking about. 855-450-FREE. And tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Johnny Ray.
So join us on the phones, join us online. In fact, if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can get your holiday shopping done and get it done with benefits going to the show. You get the stuff you're looking for at the prices you also are used to from, say, Amazon, but Free Talk Live benefits if you go to shop.freetalklive.com. All you have to do is just start your shopping there. Shop.freetalklive.com. You'll then be presented with different options for Amazon. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. Click into the right one for you, and then just order whatever it is you're looking for. I actually just got a new game, Johnny Ray, on Amazon the other night. I'm kind of a Transformers fan. You know, I grew up in that that time frame.
Sure.
In the 1980s, as
sure,
I imagine you did.
You got a poster up there, don't you?
I have a Transformers the movie poster. That's not the live action Transformers the movie. That's the Transformers from the 1980s Transformers,
starring Orson Welles.
Yes, his final film actually. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
And I love that movie personally. But they brought back G1, I guess, the Generation 1 Transformers in video game form within the last couple of years on PlayStation 3, so I went and I ordered a used copy of, I think it's War for Cybertron, got it for under $20 on Amazon, because Amazon sells used stuff, and you can go and do that too, and we'll get a cut of the used stuff as well. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping taken care of, whether you're buying for you or for somebody that you love. Free Talk Live will benefit, and you'll get the same great Amazon deals you're used to. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about the speeding ticket that I'd received. I sent a peace ticket in response. If you want to see the peace ticket, go to our Twitter or Facebook. There's a link to it there. It'll give you some idea. But basically, it's a ticket from the Shire Society trying to make peace with these people from the aggressive state society. Let's call them that for lack of a better term. And to kind of put them on notice, you know, give them the opportunity to make the situation right. Hey, you've aggressed against me. I didn't hurt anybody else. You, the police officer, have aggressed against me. I didn't hurt anybody else. So here's your chance to do the right thing and drop the charges. Well, they didn't do that. Instead, what they did was they pretended as though the peace ticket wasn't actually a response, even though it says you can go ahead and schedule a trial if you'd like. They pretended it wasn't a response, sent me a notice to my mailbox that I used to have that I no longer did. That said that, you know, we're going to suspend your license if you don't, or suspend your privileges to operate if you don't respond to this ticket.
know, it's been 30 days, etc., which I didn't get because I couldn't get mail there anymore. I had given them the correct address. They just chose not to use it. And so when I called up, I actually escalated the call to management at the DMV. What I was trying to do was say, hey, look, you guys screwed this up. I didn't screw this up. The first thing I did when I got this ticket, right as soon as I got the ticket, as I sent this peace ticket in as my response, which had my current address and a specific instruction for them to send me mail to my current address.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do that. And I explained this to this lady, and I actually got her to understand it and agree that it was their mistake and that I didn't have to pay the $150 reinstatement fee. The bureaucrat I talked to first was like, nope, can't do anything about this. You're going to have to pay the $150 privileges reinstatement fee. And this other lady actually, I said, look, I'll fax it over to you again. You can take a look at the ticket that I sent you. Clearly it shows my address there. You guys blew this one. And so she agreed to not charge me the fee. They reinstated my driving privileges, and they then sent this off to prosecution to go to trial.
When did this phone conversation take place?
Probably in March of this year.
Okay.
Because it took like a month for them to send the thing, and then it took me another several weeks to figure out that my license had been suspended, and finally it got reversed, so I was able to drive again legally at that point. And, you know, it was going to go to prosecution. So prosecution sends me notice of a hearing date for a pretrial hearing. I sent in a motion to respond to that because I know that pretrial hearings are basically a waste of your time. If you're like me and you're going to not take a plea deal, you don't want to go to a pretrial hearing because typically that's all they do is they just offer you a plea deal at the pretrial hearing. And so I put in a motion to skip past the pretrial hearing, which was, I think it was actually ended up being granted. And I told them, just go ahead and schedule a trial. That'd be fine. So they scheduled a trial, but it took them months to send me notice of the scheduled trial. Again, I never asked for a delay. It took them months, like half a year, for them to finally send me notice of this trial. And so, of course, I responded to them. Then the trial that was scheduled was for January of 2013. All of this for a speeding ticket I received in November of 2011. So, of course, the first thing I did after I put in a motion for discovery, which is something everyone should do. If you're going to take something to trial, put in a motion or a notice or whatever for discovery and have the state send all their evidence to you. So that makes them do extra work, and it gives you an idea of what they have against you, the facts that they or the allegations that they have against you. So I got my discovery from them, and I also put in a motion for a speedy trial. Hearing, because I allege that, hey, a year? That's too long. This is a speeding ticket. Should be able to have a fast trial. A year? Way too long. And, you know, I outlined my points in the motion for a speedy trial, and what I heard back from them was, well, we're going to have a hearing, which seemed to me just to be an excuse to get me to come from Keene and drive a half an hour to go to Hillsboro and then waste my time sitting in court so they could have this hearing about the speedy trial where inevitably my right to a speedy trial would be denied. Because every time I've ever put in a speedy trial notice or a motion about that and had any kind of hearing whatsoever or response, it's always been a denial. But we never ended up getting to the speedy trial portion of the hearing. In fact, I never even crossed the bar. You know that little door that you swing open and you walk into court?
Uh-huh.
You actually walk into the area with the prosecution table and that stuff. I never actually even opened that door before the case got dismissed today. And the reason why was because the trooper didn't show up.
Uh-huh.
So I actually won, and we never even had the speedy trial hearing whatsoever because she failed to appear. Now, what happens, Jenny Ray, when you fail to appear at court?
You have a sentence. You are sentenced in absentia.
Typically, but sometimes they'll put a warrant out for your arrest.
Sure.
They'll issue a bench warrant because you failed to appear. Well, in this case, the trooper was not given a bench warrant, and I didn't really want that to happen to her anyway. I don't think people should be aggressed against. But she didn't show up, and she had all morning. I was sitting in that courtroom for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, before they called my case. So she had plenty of time to get her butt into that courtroom for the hearing. And, in fact, the trooper that was in the courtroom that day doing prosecutions on peaceful people, he assured me that she was on her way, that she was going to be coming in. And she never showed up. So the first thing I did when they called the case was I said, motion to dismiss this case for failure to appear on the part of the complaining party. And I barely even had time to set my video camera up. I mean, I had it on the tripod before they called the case, but I was, like, putting the legs of the tripod down as I was telling the judge motion to dismiss. By the time I actually set the tripod down, the camera was recording during that period of time, but certainly not going to be a very steady picture because I'm messing with the tripod. By the time I put the tripod down, the case had been dismissed.
Uh-huh.
So that's it. I won.
Yeah, congratulations.
It just cost hours and hours of my time.
Yeah, that's what you don't win. You don't
win. No, you never win. And that's the most important point about this. I put win in quotes because, yeah, I didn't end up being found guilty. The charge was dismissed, so technically that's a win. But I would have rather have been calling radio stations this morning. I would have rather been doing anything else besides sitting in that courtroom, although someone could argue that this is my hobby and I love doing activism, so I guess I kind of did want to be in that courtroom. But ultimately, I'd prefer not to. I'd prefer they not be aggressing against peaceful people. I was only in court because that's the right thing for me to do. It's the thing I feel comfortable doing. I don't feel comfortable just paying a fine. I don't feel comfortable pleading guilty. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take it to trial. So this shows you, this is an example of don't take the plea deal and how it can end up working out.
I love going into a courtroom and asking the judge something fundamental, something that kind of gets to the root of the matter.
Like, who do you work for?
Or... Exactly. I asked the judge here in Keene whether or not he was a paid employee of the plaintiff. Which I believe
state
he was,
the
state versus Jonathan Ray. He said that he wasn't, and that's as far as I got with that line of questioning.
Wait, so he wouldn't let you ask another question about that?
I didn't press.
I see. It can be fun doing these things, asking questions like this, striking the root in the courtroom, because you can do it in a lot of cases in front of other people.
Uh-huh.
And when people see people doing things like this, it can be inspiring to them. You know, they see this stuff happening, and they're like, whoa. First of all, we didn't stand for the judge, by the way, of course. That's one of the things that we're pretty consistent at. So for people to see people not stand when they're told to stand is kind of a shocker for them. And then you see them, like, refusing to take a plea, and there's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. But I won in court today because I refused to take the plea deal, and I took it all the way. More coming up. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.